Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Elevation Virtual Prayer Gathering. One voice, one prayer, one accord. Acts 1:14 says, "These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren." This gathering is a place where faith is strengthened, hope is restored, and lives are transformed through the power of prayer. No matter where you are in the world or what you may be facing today, we invite you to join believers from different backgrounds, communities, and walks of life as we gather together in the presence of God. As the early believers gathered in unity and continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, we gather with that same spirit today. And now, please welcome our host, Evangelist Johnny Davis.
Good evening, everybody. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Elevation Virtual Prayer Gathering. On behalf of our prayer leaders, volunteers, and ministry team, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. So whether you are joining us from across town, across the country, or somewhere around the world, we are honored tonight to have you with us. Can you hear me, Derek?
Amen. Loud and clear.
Our first-time guest, welcome you tonight. We believe your presence here tonight is not by accident. We believe God has ordered your steps. And our prayer is that you leave encouraged tonight, you strengthen, and closer to him than when you arrive. Amen. My name is Evangelist Johnny Davis, and I have the privilege of serving as your host for this evening. The Elevation Prayer Gathering was created to provide a place where people can encounter the presence of God, find hope in difficult seasons, and join together with other believers in prayer and faith. Our ministry slogan is one voice, one prayer, one accord. Acts 1:14 tells us, "These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication." So tonight we gather with the same spirit of unity. And our prayer objective tonight, a prayer objective for me and our volunteer leaders would be praying for this evening is from grief to joy, a night of healing and hope. Perhaps
yes.
Tonight you are carrying the weight of grief tonight. Maybe you are grieving over loss of a loved one or disappointment over maybe you lost your home or had to file bankruptcy. Whatever the case may be, you're grieving. Grief, it does not just associate with a loss of a loved one or a family member or a friend, but grief can be associated with a loss of a home or automobile or relationship or marriage. All those things cause our heart to grieve and be disappointed. Uncertainty, have uncertainty, emotional pain. Maybe you've experienced a loss of a loved one, a relationship or a dream, you know, a dream that didn't come to pass, or you feel like it hasn't and it won't come to pass, or a season of life that has left you feeling overwhelmed. Maybe you're in a situation where you can't get around like you used to, or you can't travel like you used to. You can't go to the places and do the things you used to do. You just don't have the strength. You don't even have the fortitude. But listen, you can be grieving over that. Grief can be associated with just loss. Tonight, loss of a limb, loss of eye, you've lost a vision, loss of hearing, a loss of smell, a loss of some type of limb in your body can cause us to grieve. You know, Jesus declared in John 16:20, I love this scripture right here. He said, "You should be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy."
Amen. Ooh, amen.
Boy. And this is our prayer tonight, that God will replace your sorrow with joy. Amen. Yes. Heaviness with peace, despair with hope, and then God will replace your pain with healing tonight. You believe that tonight? As we move forward in our time together, I encourage you to participate, amen, agree in prayer with us and our volunteers, and open your heart tonight to receive what God desires to do in your life. Let's come tonight expecting God to move. Let's expect God to heal.
Amen. Yes.
Let's expect God to restore. You know, expectation is the breeding ground for miracles. If you expect tonight, boy, God will move on your behalf. If
Oh,
you
amen.
expect tonight, you'd be like the woman at the way, woman at, the woman who with the issue of blood. She came expecting to get her healing. You'd be like the man at the pool of Bethesda who expect to be healed. You'd be like blind Bartimaeus who cried out to Jesus. Listen, I want you to cry out tonight. God wants to heal you from cancer. He wants to heal your kidneys. He wants to heal your emotions. God wants to heal. Expect tonight. And
Amen.
let
Amen.
expect, let's expect God to transform my life through the power of prayer tonight. Again, we welcome you to Elevation Virtual Prayer Gathering. One voice, one prayer, one accord. Now let me lead you right now into a short corporate prayer. And our prayer volunteer and leaders will follow me. Feel free to leave your cameras off. There's no pressure. Turn your cameras on. I want you to close your eyes right now. I want you to just begin to envision yourself healed. Can you do that? Begin to envision yourself not having to take medication anymore.
Yes.
Begin to envision yourself that God moving that cancer out of your body. Every
Oh, amen.
cell is now is good cells. And them bad
Yes.
cells are being removed. Those cancer cells are being removed. Envision now that God is giving all your blood levels are all normal. Envision that your vision, your eyes, your vision will come back 20/20. Envision your
Amen.
hearing
Amen.
now being clear. Envision now your IQ, your understanding about life, your understanding will begin to increase. I want you to envision tonight you're traveling again. You're going back to those places where you can meet people that love you and you miss them, but you can't get to them because you're not feeling well. Listen, envision God healing your body tonight.
Yes.
Envision yourself traveling again. Envision yourself preaching again. Envision yourself starting that new business. Envision yourself coming off that new job, off that deadbeat job you're on, where you're unemployed, underemployed, where you're not making, you barely making ends meet. Envision God paying all your bills. Envision yourself being out of debt. Envision yourself going to the beach and enjoying the nature again. Envision yourself living and not dying. I want you to have a new vision tonight for yourself. You may be grieving tonight, but you're going to envision yourself, amen, seeing God heal your body. I want to pray right now. I want to pray a little short, again, a co short corporate prayer that I believe that that's going to transform your life. Hallelujah. You know, I love what the Word of God says. Amen. Very powerful scripture right here. And Isaiah 61 and 3 said, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. Are you mourning tonight? To give unto them beauty for ashes. You may be in sackcloth and ashes grieving tonight. God's going to give you beauty for those ashes. The
Amen.
oil of joy for the morning. Maybe you know, for your mourning. You're mourning right now. Mourning means that you're grieving. God said he's going to give you the oil of joy for your grieving. The garment
Yes,
of
yes.
praise for your spirit of heaviness. Are you
Hallelujah.
carrying things in your life tonight? The weight of your children, the weight of your grandchildren, the weight of your home, the weight of paying bills, the weight of having to take care of all the responsibilities of life. Are you carrying the spirit of heaviness tonight? God says that he's going to give you a garment of praise tonight for that spirit of heaviness. That you may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. You know, the
Amen.
Bible calls us a tree of righteousness. When you think about a tree, you think about something that's stable, something that can't be moved, something
Amen.
that's been rooted deep in the ground, a tree. The Bible calls us trees of righteousness. Ladies and gentlemen, we're like Psalm 1 and 1. That tells us, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. In that law he should meditate day and night. Now listen what he says next. And he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You know, picture yourself being like that tree, can't be moved. Make your mind up, I won't be moved. I don't care
Amen.
what it looks like, I won't be
Yes.
moved. I don't
Yes.
care what my marriage looks like, I won't be moved. I don't care what my finances look like, I won't be moved. I'll retire and I don't regret it. I retired. I got enough money to live on. I'm not going to sweat it. I'm not going to regret it. I'm just
Amen.
going to be that tree of righteousness. Second Corinthians tells us in 1:3-4, blessed be God, the Father of all of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy, and the God of all comfort. You know, the God of all comfort is here tonight, ladies and gentlemen,
Yes,
who
yes.
comfort us in all of our tribulation or our trials, our persecution, our pain, our grieving, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort with wherewith we ourselves are comforted of the Lord. You know, tonight the Lord is comforting you tonight. He's going to comfort you in the middle of that pain. I like what Psalm 73:26 says, my flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart, and my
Yes.
portion is forever. Right now, tonight, your heart may have failed you tonight because of a loss, because of a disappointment, because of discouragement. But God says that I am the strength of your heart. Lift your hands up right now. I speak that over you right now, that God is the strength
Yes.
of your heart. Amen.
Lord
Psalm
Jesus.
61:2 said, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than
Amen.
I.
Yes,
Glory to
yes.
God. Listen, God is leading you to that rock right now, which is Christ, that is higher than you. Listen,
Yes.
what you're going through right now is bigger than you. It's more powerful than you. But you are now being led to the rock, which is Christ. And Christ is bigger than your pain, bigger than cancer, bigger than leukemia, bigger than any tumor, bigger than any thing that's failing in your body. God says that I'm leading you to that rock that's higher than your pain, higher than what you're going through tonight. That's good news, ladies and gentlemen. John 16:20 said, verily, verily, I say unto you, that weeping may what that you should weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. But the world should rejoice, and you should be sorrowful, but your sorrow should be turned into joy. How many of you believe it tonight? And as we
Amen.
continue in one accord in prayer and supplication, let's just believe God tonight. Amen. Let's just trust the Holy Spirit tonight. As my brothers and sisters come tonight, I'm going to pray a short prayer. I want to read those scriptures to you because they are chosen scriptures that the Holy Spirit gave me for you tonight. And listen, stand on these scriptures tonight. Write them down now. Write down Isaiah 61:3. Write down 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. Write down Psalm 73:26. Write down Psalm 61:2. Write down John 16:20. Write down Acts 1:14. These are comforting scriptures that will comfort you in the middle of your pain tonight, in the middle of your discomfort tonight. Listen, Jesus said, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. The
Yes.
Bible said, those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You know, the Bible never promised us that we're going to live this beautiful Christian life with no trial, no persecution, no challenges, no pain, no hurt, no sorrow. But he did say, I will be the strength of your life. He said, I'll be right there as your rock that's higher than you. So I want you to believe God. Listen, we're not believing God for a smooth day or an untroubled day. We believe in God for a possible day. We believe in God for his presence to be present with us in the midst of what we're going through. God present want to show up in your marriage. His presence want to show up in your body. His presence want to show up in your finances. Allow God's presence tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the precious name, we come before you,
Yes.
Lord, your throne tonight as grateful with our grateful hearts. I lift up every person tonight on this call, every guest tonight. Lord, whether they're here for the first time or invited someone, those who are sick in their bodies, those that are grieving over sickness, grieving over loss of a mother, father, child, grieving over a son or a daughter incarcerated, grieving, Lord, over financial loss, grieving over money that was spent and living in regret because of it. Those who are grieving tonight, Father, I know that you're touching every person that's listening to me right now. We ask that the Holy Spirit right now will comfort us tonight in the midst of our troubles, in the midst of our hardship, in the midst of our pain. Lord, I pray tonight, God, for every child, every person that's representing their families tonight, representing their relatives tonight. We stand in a gap. We stand in agreement with them on behalf of their members, families, and relatives. We speak peace over their lives. I speak shalom over your body, over your mind. Oh, let the presence of God, lift your hands, everybody. Let the
Yes.
presence of God come over you right now to restore your joy back. I declare you're going from grief to joy tonight. We thank you, Father, for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. Lord, we thank you for your unfailing love. We thank you, Lord,
Hallelujah.
for every person gathered here tonight and for every home, family, and life represented on this call. Father, your word declares that you are near those of a broken heart and you save those who have of a contrite or crushed spirit. There are
Yes.
those tonight, Lord, who have been whose spirit have been crushed over divorce, crushed over a sickness, crushed, Lord, over a loss of a limb in their bodies, crushed, Lord, over a lost opportunity, crushed over a loss of a job, crushed, Lord God. I know, Lord, that you are near those who've been crushed. Tonight we lift you up. We lift those up before you, Lord God, who are carrying grief, loss and disappointment, sorrow, emotional pain. Lord, we ask that your comforting presence will fill every heart tonight.
Hallelujah.
Let your peace calm. I hear that, Lord. Every
Yes.
troubled mind. I
Yes,
don't know what's
Lord.
going on in your mind tonight, but I declare that the peace of God is calm in your mind. Jesus spoke to the wind and the sea, and he said, "Peace, be still."
Yes.
I want you to open your mouth and say, "Peace, be still." And when your
Hallelujah.
peace is calm, when your peace becomes still in your spirit, everything around you gonna have to obey your peace. They're
Yes,
not gonna
yes.
obey your circumstance. They're gonna obey your peace. Glory be unto
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Lord, let your healing power touch and reach every wounded place. Remind
Yes,
your
Lord.
people tonight, Lord, that you are not that they are not alone. That
Hallelujah.
they, Lord God, let them see, Lord, that you know that you are with them, you know them, and you are you there. And Lord God, that you care for them. Let them know, Lord, they are not alone. Let them know,
Yes.
Lord, that you are aware of what's going on. You're aware of the circumstance. You're aware of the situation. Father, we surrender every burden, every tear, every unanswered question, every
Yes.
heavy weight into
Yes,
your
Lord.
hands. We trust, Lord, that
Hallelujah.
you do only what you can do. We know, Lord, that all things are possible to them that believe. We know,
Yes,
Lord
Lord.
God, that
Hallelujah.
we live in the realm of the impossibilities. Praise God.
Yes,
That's where the woman
Lord.
with the issue of blood live. That's what the blind boy of Mary live. That's what the man at the pool of Bethesda live. They live in that realm of the realm of possibilities. Praise God. And now, Lord, we come into agreement with your word tonight.
Yes,
We
Lord.
declare, Lord God, that
Hallelujah.
John 16:20 tells us that
Hallelujah.
you will, that our grief shall return into joy. Father, I
Hallelujah.
speak
Thank you, Lord.
prophetically over every person tonight that their grief will be turned into joy. I declare, Lord, that their mourning is being exchanged for praise. I declare that their heaviness is being lifted right now, and that burden is
Yes,
being lifted.
yes,
I declare that
yes.
hope is being restored right now. Hope that they'll be healed. Hope, Lord God, that they'll be set free. Hope they'll be delivered. Hope that their finances be restored. Lord, your word said, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the promise comes, it's like a tree of life." I
Yes,
declare,
Lord.
Lord God, that our hope tonight will not be deferred. I declare, Lord God, that broken hearts are being healed. I declare, Lord, that families are being strengthened. I declare that peace is being replaced. Lord God, is replacing anxiety, Lord God, in every heart tonight. Father, let this be a night of breakthrough tonight. Let it be a night of healing, restoration, and transformation. Oh God, I speak to every circumstance right now to be gone. I speak to every circumstance to be transformed. I speak to every circumstance to be, Lord God, to work in our favor in the mighty name of Jesus. And as we continue tonight in prayer, Lord God, we do so with one accord, one
Yes.
voice, glory to God. We do so with one prayer and on one accord, believing that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can think or ask. Father, we receive these prayers tonight. We
Thank
declare
you.
them being done. We
Yes,
declare, Lord,
yes.
that the favor of God is like a shield. We declare, Lord God, that our broke days are over. Come on, say that out loud in your
Hallelujah.
mind.
Yes,
Our
yes.
broke days are over. My sick days are over. My sad
Hallelujah.
days are
Yes,
over.
yes,
My
yes.
lonely days are over. My grieving days are over. Praise God. My lustful days are over. My
Yes,
bondage days are
amen.
over.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, I dare you say it with your mouth. Come on, say, my
Hallelujah.
sick days are over. Come
Yes,
on, say, I
yes.
shall live and not
Hallelujah.
die and declare the works of God. I declare tonight the devil will not take my life. My life is hidden in
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
Glory be
Yes.
unto God. Whether I live or
Hallelujah.
whether I die, I'm in Christ. But I
Yes.
declare that I should live and not die and declare the works of God. I
Hallelujah.
declare, God, you're adding years to my days, years to my life. I declare,
Yes,
Lord
yes.
God, that I will live in a good old age, full of life.
Hallelujah.
I declare that
Yes,
I will
yes.
watch my grandchildren go to college. I declare
Yes.
I will know who my great grandchildren are. I
Yes.
declare, God, in the
Hallelujah.
mighty name of Jesus, you are
Hallelujah.
revived, you're restoring my life back to health. You're restoring
Yes.
my life back to joy. In the mighty
Yes.
name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory be unto God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Now, at
yes.
this moment, if you're here for the first time, we're going to pass the baton over to our next person, a female, if preferably. Go right ahead, and you don't have to state your name and anything like that. Just go ahead and pray. We don't need to know who you are. Just go ahead and pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
If we have a female, go ahead and start praying. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Actually, praise the Lord. We need your prayers as Uganda, especially to ourselves, me and my wife and children. We need more prayers. Yeah, God to help us to come out, not only us, but even the other Ugandans at large.
Amen.
Man,
we certainly gonna pray. Go right ahead. We're certainly gonna pray for you, Pastor Yazid, my spiritual son in the gospel. We love you, man
Amen.
of God. We haven't forgot about you, and God hasn't forgot about you.
Amen. Amen.
And he's never late. He's always on time. Even when we think he's late, when he show up, he make up for lost time.
Amen.
He'll make up
Hallelujah.
for your pain. He'll make up for your suffering. He'll make up for your sickness. He'll make up for all the things that you've lost. God's going to make it up. He's going to give you double for your trouble. And I want you to stand on Deuteronomy 1:11. May the God of our Father multiply you 1,000 times many more than you already are. And I declare that God will multiply you 1,000 times more than you already are. We live in a time right now where people are trying to figure life out on their own.
Yes.
They don't go to church. They won't join a community. And they're living in sin. They're living a life of loose living. And
yes.
and they are basically have chose to figure out things out themselves, solve their own problem. They don't want the presence of God to do anything for them. They seem to be able to figure it all of it out. They have AI to tell them now. They don't need God's presence. AI, their presence now. Well, I got news for you. AI cannot never, ever replace the presence of God.
Amen. Yes. Yes.
Chat GPT can't replace the presence of God. Listen, I use AI, but I tell you right now, it's not going to replace the presence of God.
Amen.
I turn my body over to God. I turn my mind over to God. I turn my will over to God. There are people tonight, right now, who are sick on their last meal, on their last breath, and they know that the presence of God is here, and they just sit there, and they won't make any effort.
Mm.
And this is what happened. They're at the pool of Bethesda, and then that man was in that situation for 38 years because no one showed up to help him. The woman, the issue of blood, was in that had that issue for 28 years because no one there to help her. Spent all her money, so her situation got worse. Listen, there are people who are going to get worse if they don't come to the, if they do not get to the over here to the pool of Bethesda where the water is being stirred, where
Amen.
the presence of God is. God will never leave it up to yourself to figure it out. He'll never leave it up to yourself to work it out. God will always have a community for you to join in with.
Yes, yes.
To go, to give you those things you believe in him for. If you're not faithful to a community, God's not going to have this one-on-one relationship with you and you alone. He want to talk to you through a community, not you, just you. So I want to encourage everyone tonight to pray for America. Pray for the heart of America. Pray for the heart of people.
Yes.
Pray that people will give their hearts back to God in America. America is very ungrateful. And we got people like Pastor Yazid. All he asking for is a meal. All he's asking for is food. He's not even asking for a new car, a new house. Simple things, man. Food and water. That's it.
Yes.
And America have, we waste food. We spend more money at a dinner and that can feed a child for a whole year. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to get our priorities together here.
Amen.
Because God is, Jesus Christ is coming back. And you know, I just want to encourage everyone tonight. If you're not in a church, find your church home, be a part of a community, so you can hear the word of God, and you can be in the presence of God, and watch when you get in the presence of God, watch how he fight for you. I'm telling you, man, he's gonna fight for you.
Amen.
He's gonna fight for your marriage. He's gonna fight for your finances. He's gonna fight for your resources. God is going to fight for you. If you're not in the presence of God, he can't fight for you when you're outside his presence. The Bible said that he will contend with those that contend with you. He will fight the hands that fight against you.
Yes.
Go ahead, Brother Derek. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise thank you, Brother God. Johnny. Father, we just thank you for keeping us yet another day. We thank you for allowing us to see a new mercy, the beginning of a day and the closing of that day, even bringing us together again after some weeks apart. But we know that there's no distance in the spirit, even across the continents and nations of the earth, whether in Asia, Africa, Europe, Australia, South, North America, and even the island nations. We put all of your people before you, every heir of salvation who is dealing with or will deal with grief. Many, Father God, you know who they are, and you know who they will be, who are wandering in that wilderness in their minds of why did this happen. Those who haven't recovered from a past loss, whatever that loss may be, we put them before you tonight. But we know that the name of Jesus is above all names, and we declare the name of Jesus over them. We plead the blood of Jesus over their minds, over their thinking, over their emotions, over their will, over their believing, over their doing, over their speaking. Quicken your people tonight, Lord, dealing with grief and sorrow, to speak your word to their situation, to speak joy in the midst of sorrow, to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, to believe you and hope against all hope, even as Abraham, through the deadness of his body, hope against all hope, that
God,
that son of promise, Isaac, would be born to he and Sarah. Stir in us, Lord, that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, that we truly would have that expectation of that your servant Johnny spoke of, to trust you, to believe you, to endure, to persevere, to expect. And Father, we thank you tonight for the presence of your Holy Spirit, for you are our refuge. We declare this over your people tonight, those dealing with grief that is turning into to joy, that you are our and their refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Yeah.
You are our shield. You are our exceeding great reward. We send forth your word, Lord, from Nehemiah 8:10. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Father, thank you for joy beginning to invade the hearts of those dealing with grief. A supernatural joy that would well up within them.
Yeah.
That they would know, Lord God, that you're real, that you're true, that you're on your throne, that you're in control. that they simply need to seek after you. We thank you tonight for restoring unto your people the joy of our salvation and upholding us with your free spirit. And let your word go forth as a swift commandment, impacting those dealing with grief from loss. Thank you tonight, Lord, for restoring to us, your people, the years that the locusts have eaten, the canker worm, the caterpillar, even the palmer worm, even that great army that was sent among us. For you said, in this, Lord, the end of the story is that we would eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord our God. For you have dealt wondrously with us and your people. We should never be ashamed. Father, help us to enter into that place of no shame. Enter into that place of abundance. Enter into that place of plentifulness. Enter into that place of peace that passes all understanding, regardless of our situation. For we know that your anger endureth but a moment, but your favor is life. We call forth favor upon those that endure for a night, even though joy cometh in the morning. Let your favor, that is life, come upon those dealing with grief, Lord, this day. And we thank you from your word in Isaiah 61:3 that you've appointed unto them that mourn in Zion to give unto them beauty for ashes. We call forth that beauty for ashes to your people tonight. We call forth the oil of joy for mourning. We call forth the garment of praise for that spirit of heaviness, that we, your people, would be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that you would be glorified in all this. And we thank you for the tree of life, Lord, even in the midst of the heavenly city and the leaves of that tree for the healing of the nations whose bearest fruit in its season. We thank you for healing every nation, Lord. We call it forth, even in your Kairos set time, that the nations of the earth would be healed. And we declare tonight that thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Yes.
Even tonight, Lord, that you would begin to bring forth your will in the earth in healing the nations of the earth.
Yes.
Delivering us from greed, from selfishness, delivering us from division, delivering us, Lord, from simply self.
Yes.
Allowing us, Father God, to see and to be our brother's keeper. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Anyone else want to pray tonight? Go right ahead, please. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We do have some prayer requests tonight. Miss Gay, known as the Cake Lady, who is a believer in the Kansas City. There, those last prayer requests you sent me, we'll get those next week, okay?
Amen, amen.
I didn't get a chance to update those. The Cake Lady is a believer in Kansas City. She is hospitalized. She's in ICU right now. We don't know her condition at this very moment, but we're going to speak God's word over Miss Gay. Miss Gay.
Amen.
Kent Hughes is an elderly man in Phoenix, Arizona, who has always been very active, but in the past 2 months is now using a walker and a cane. He is scheduled for a biopsy to check his lungs. The family requests prayer. Oh my God, we're going to speak to those lungs tonight.
Amen.
Big Mama Bakery and Caf in Kansas City is a small business going through a contract negotiation on their rented building and needs God's favor in this matter. Both owners are believers and ministers serving the community. Prayer is requested. We're going to speak God's word over Big Mama's Break Bakery. Francis Gray of Oakland Park, Kansas, dealing with health issues. Prayer is requested. The Morris family of Kansas City lost a son and grandson recently to gun violence. The grandparents are almost numb in unbelief at these losses. They're grieving. Did we pray for them already too, David? Derek, I think we prayed for them.
Might have been a while family. Back. No, yeah, we did, but not the grandson. That was a recent death, unfortunately.
Oh my goodness! How about Cisa? We pray for Cisa Tovar, a minister in San Jose del Cajo, Mexico, is requesting prayer for the city.
Yes, we did a while back.
We prayed for him already.
We did pray for him a while back. Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. So I want to make sure. Anything else, Derek? Send me another email, all of them together, if you don't mind.
Amen.
If I'm missing some, send them all, not in one email, send them all different email, but title them, make sure they have each one of them have a different title so I can
Yeah.
sometime in my email, when you put them all together, I may miss one or my email does, for some reason, Yahoo just don't line them up like Outlook,
Amen. Amen.
Yahoo is an old school baby boomer thing. They do things still by baby boomer way.
Amen.
But Outlook is a kind of like a new way of doing things. And okay, let's pray now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we send forth the word of God to the cake lady
Yes, Lord.
in Kansas City, and I see you. Lord, we
Hallelujah.
send there's no dissent in the spirit, like Brother Derek said earlier.
Yes, Lord.
So we send Noel's word. We send Psalm 107 and 20. He sent his word and healed them and
Yes.
delivered them from their destruction. Father,
Thank you.
the enemy is trying to bring destruction over Gail, over Miss Gay, but
Yes.
the cake lady, but we stop him right now in the name of
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah.
And I declare, Lord, we look to the rock that's higher than
Yes.
Miss Gay right
Yes.
now, and
Yes.
that rock is Christ. Lord, we ask that you heal her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Bring her out of
Thank you.
ICU
Hallelujah.
into a waiting room, and that she will recover speedily. We pray for
Yes,
Kent
Lord.
Hughes, Lord, from Phoenix, Arizona, Lord God, who was doing well. All of a sudden, his health has failed him. We pray when he get this biopsy, Lord, that he will have a clean bill of health. We
Yes,
speak to
Lord.
those lungs. We speak to that. We speak to
Hallelujah.
his body, his
Yes.
legs, his limbs, be healed and be strengthened in the mighty name of Jesus. We
Yes,
pray for
Lord.
Big Mama Bakery and Cafe in Kansas City as she sit at the negotiation table with the owners. Lord, move on the hearts of those who own that building, that they will show Big Mama favor, that she'll continue to be ministers of the gospel and believe in helping those in the community. This is a purpose-driven business, more than just making money, but it's changing lives.
Amen.
Father, I
Thank
pray
you.
you will intervene, that
Yes,
you will
Lord.
show Big Mama favor. We pray for Fancy Gray of Oakland Park, Kansas, dealing with health issues. Oh God, I pray that healing power flow through Francis' body
Yes,
in the
Lord.
mighty name. We pray for the Morris family, a
Yes.
grandson, Lord God, who in the gun violence. We pray that you will comfort this family from
Yes, Lord.
grieving, and you will turn
Hallelujah.
that grief into joy. And
Yes,
as
Lord.
they mourn, I
Yes,
know,
Lord.
Lord, that you will be right there. You will weep with those that weep. You will rejoice with those that rejoice. Lord,
Yes.
I pray you will give them all of joy
Yes,
for the
yes.
morning, and the pray in
Yes.
the garment of praise for the spirit of
Yes.
heaviness that they experience right now. Bless the Morris family. Comfort
Yes,
them in
Lord.
Zion.
Yes,
Comfort them
Lord.
in their place right now, Father. We speak over all these prayer requests, and we're not just praying repetitiously, we're praying purposely. And we
Yes, Lord.
speak to the direct to the
Hallelujah.
situation strategically
Yes,
and
Lord.
declare it is done. All
Yes,
my
yes.
partners and all my volunteers tonight come in
Hallelujah.
agreement, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
It
Have your
is
way.
done, and we thank you for
Thank you.
a
Thank you.
good report.
Yes, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Hallelujah.
I turn it over to
Hallelujah.
you, Brother Derek. Anything you want to close
Amen.
out with before we
Amen. We got a
done?
prayer.
Hallelujah.
We got a prayer request from Sister Sandra in the chat for her mother, herself, and her family.
Okay, go
Let me
right
lift
ahead.
that up before the Lord. Father, we thank you for our sister in the gospel, Sister Sandra, who has stood with us from early days, and we put her before you, Lord. You know the desires of her heart. And you said if we delight ourselves in you, you would give us the desires of her heart. The desires of her heart to see her family made whole, to see her mother made whole, to see deliverance, to see supernatural intervention in health and healing. And in every area, Lord God, we thank you for
Yes.
abundance. We put this family before you, Lord God. We know that your thoughts concerning Sandra and all her house are good and not evil to give her expected hope in a future. And that above all, your will is that Sandra and all of her house, her mother, and all of those associated with her would prosper and be in health, even as their soul prospers. Therefore, we call forth prosperity in their souls, that they would all experience your supernatural prosperity, spirit, soul, and body. We thank you, Lord, for a new day in their life. We call forth that new day that they would be streams of living water going into the dry places, Lord, and bringing forth life.
Yes, Lord.
We speak life into those who are dealing with health issues, life into those in Sandra's household who are dealing even with relational issues. We speak life and we thank you right now as we call forth the Holy Spirit, Lord God, to be their very present help in time of need. And even your angelic hosts come forth, those that are ministers, that minister for the heirs of salvation, to minister to Sandra, to minister to her household, to minister to her mother. And we thank you, Lord God, for the finished work, that they would all finish strong in righteousness. In
Yes.
Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Brother Derek. Powerful prayer. Amen. I want to pray for Pastor Zed, my son in the gospel. Lord, I just lift up my brother right now, who's taking on the responsibility of opening his home up to these children and even families. And even, Lord, when their children don't have anything to eat, they got to make a way for the other kids and families to eat. He has a big heart, God, and I pray you will bless our program so we can be a blessing to this man of God. Father, we
Amen.
have sent money over to the Philippines. We have emptied our bank accounts. Now, Lord, fill it back up so we can help Pastor Yazid with beans and rice for those children, those families, simple things, clean water. Father, I pray right now that you will bless this man of God. You will
Amen.
bless Pastor Olivia in Uganda. You'll bless Pastor Alex in Uganda. You'll bless all my others, mentees, Lord, pastors I mentor there through John David Ministerial Fellowship. Lord, you will bless all these men of God that will be empowered to send money so they can feed these children in their homes, in their community, Lord. Bless me, Lord, to be a blessing. Bless this man of God. I hear the cry. I hear the pain. I see every email, I see every text message, and it hurts my heart when we can't respond, Lord. And I pray, oh God, you will touch America. Lord, touch America's heart, touch our friends and family to give to Johnny David Global Mission, to go to that website and to donate tonight at johnnydavidglobalmission.org or filipinochildren.org so we can help this family. We can help this man and woman of God tonight. Will you do it, people of God? Will you give tonight? If you don't know how to do it, just call me. I will take it over the phone. Amen. We don't want anything to hinder you from giving to the needs. We don't get any money out of this. All this money is allocated for these children and to these pet families. I'm blessed. I have my business. I have my own money. I have a job. I also have a business, several businesses. So I'm not hurting for money personally, but I'll give money into my own program. Unfortunately, I'm not able to finance my program at the moment, but I believe that God would help others to join in with me, because one can put 1,000 and two can put 10,000 in flight.
Amen.
Join in with me tonight. Call me if you need to give, donate, or go to that website, Filipino Children or Johnny David Global Mission.org. I love you guys. Brother Derek, close it out, man. And then we got a song. You don't want to miss this song tonight. This is a powerful song. Oh my goodness. Go ahead, Brother Derek. Anything?
Amen. 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 I'll close it out, sir. Father, we thank you yet again for a glorious time in you. And we declare that you truly are our shield and our
Yes.
exceeding great reward. We thank you, Father, for being a need meter, for you said you would supply all of our need according to your riches in glory by
Yes.
Christ Jesus. Therefore, we call upon that which is reserved in heaven for us, that which is incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away. We call upon those resources for Pastor Yudziti and the children that are in need. We call upon those resources for those in the Philippines, even those in Venezuela, the victims and the
Yes.
families of those victims and those injured, and the many different earthquakes around the globe that are shaking and people are wondering what is going on. Father, oh, that our hearts would be turned towards you, that our eyes would be turned towards heaven,
Yes, God.
that we would draw nigh unto you, knowing that you are the only solution, not a governor, not a mayor, not a prime minister, not a ruler, not a chief, not a president. Not an army, not a missile, not oil, not gold, not riches, but you are our shield and exceeding great reward. And we yield to you now. We thank you for your supernatural increase coming upon your people, even those of us in need, and that need being met tonight. As we cover every family represented in this call and those who are not on the call tonight that have supported this call, we cover them and we plead the blood of Jesus round about them. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for keeping us in perfect peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, God bless everyone. And if you look on the screen, on the message, hold on 1 second here, guys. One moment here. All right, if you look on the in your message right now, you'll see the website information, johnnydavidglobalmission.org. Donate now, please, to help Uganda, or filipinochildren.org. If you want to copy and paste that in your phone, you can do that. But yeah, give tonight. Amen. God bless everybody. I'm so happy that everybody showed up, and we have many, many other volunteers that did not show up tonight, but that's okay. Amen. Our hope is in Christ, right, Brother Derek? Our hope is in Christ.
Absolutely. How
you, I want to get your feedback though, real quick. How did everybody like our new concept? One voice, one prayer, one accord. How you like the new concept?
Amen. Definitely like it. Amen.
Amen. And deaf people who believe Derek, when they saw the flyer, they thought we just got started.
Wow! Wow!
We've been doing this for. I'm a brander. I know how to brand, and I know how to rebrand and reinvent yourself, where it make it look like you just done it before the first time.
Right.
We got people that will be coming on eventually. They've already put it on their calendar next week, but we don't care. Listen, our goal is to always be prepared in the spirit when people show up.
Amen. Amen.
We're not waiting for people to show up before we get prepared. We're prepared for anybody.
Yes,
we prepare for ministers to show up. We prepare for lawyers and doctors to show up. We don't care who show up. We're prepared. We're ready.
Amen. Amen.
We're not afraid. We're ready. We're seasoned. We got salt on us. We got a whole bunch of peppers. we're very seasoned. Very seasoned. We can handle the moment. We can handle the platform.
Amen. Amen.
And so, but yes, if you know anyone who need a website, let me know. I have a website company. I have developers in the Philippines. We'll collaborate it. VisionBridgeSolution.com is the name of my company, Vision Bridge Solution. I'll talk to you more about it later. But I want everybody to donate tonight if you can, if it's in your spirit to do so. Go ahead, Brother Justin.
I'm pulling on joy from heaven's reserve. Stored up enough for every winter I'm served. I'm seeing beyond my circumstance. This joy that I have is my inheritance joy. This is the joy of the Lord. The joy, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy, oh the joy. The joy of the Lord.